Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
It is. And I would happen to be JR. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America on this Friday afternoon, this Friday evening, this Friday night. I don't know what time it is, where you're at, but I'm just glad that you're here. We're going to be hanging out for the next hour. It's a 4-hour show. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer tonight, Ryan Botcher, doing an amazing job. Thank you, Ryan. And thank you to you, everybody listening and tuned in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. I hope you're all set and ready for the weekend. It's Friday. Maybe you got a date. Maybe you're just hanging out. Maybe you're at work. I don't know. I'm sure you're preparing to watch the AFC and NFC championship game. That's not a bad idea either. It's actually a good idea. And that's what the hell we've been doing here on the show. I want to go ahead and give a big thank you as well to Sam McDowell from the Kansas City Star for joining us earlier in the show. And then also Tim Twentyman. Tim Twentyman, he covers all things Detroit Lions. He's the Detroit Lions senior writer. Thank you, Tim, for coming through and sharing your insight. And then I gave you some insight as well. Yeah, pretty simple insight. I took a look at the NFC Championship game. I took a look at the AFC Championship game, and I gave you my predictions. The NFC Championship game, a little bit easier of a call. I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers. I believe in their experience. I believe in the fact that they're at home out in Santa Clara. And I think they're a better defensive team. I wouldn't expect or be surprised if this game was a shootout. I think it might be one with the high-powered offenses on both sides. But, you know, Jared Goff, for all of his experience, you know, playing in the Super Bowl for the Los Angeles Rams, good luck against Nick Bosa, right? I mean, good luck as well against Chase Young. And I know that the Lions are dealing with an injury to their offensive line. And so let's see if Jared Goff is running for his life. And let's see if Brock Purdy can bounce back from what was a pedestrian experience, a pedestrian win, you know, against the Green Bay Packers, even though he had to come on at the end of the game and help them out, and did help them out to win. On the AFC side of the football, the AFC Championship game taking place in Baltimore, Patrick Mahomes going to be playing in his first road game in an AFC Championship game. Even though this is going to be his sixth straight appearance in an AFC championship game, it's just tough. I change my mind every 5 minutes. I'm ultimately right now going to go ahead and pick the Kansas City Chiefs to come out on top just because of their quarterback, just because of their experience. But realistically, this is a flip the coin game. This is a pick 'em game. I think it's going to come down to a turnover, a missed field goal, a missed extra point, a play on special teams. This is going to be a fun one to watch. And let's see what happens. The phone lines are open if you want to holler at me. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, earlier on in the show, we took time and to kind of look through all of the changes and all of the big news that we got this week from Doc Rivers hiring with the Milwaukee Bucks. We talked about Jim Harbaugh going to the Chargers this afternoon. Matter of fact, a couple of hours ago, we learned that Sharon Moore the assistant at Michigan for Jim Harbaugh, is now going to become the top dog. He's taking over as head coach, and so I guess people can now throw that silly idea of Brian Kelly becoming a head coach out of the window. And so we've had a busy week. Bill Belichick still doesn't have a job. He may not have a job as the year goes on. And now we're just left with these two championship games where we got a lot of athletes, specifically quarterbacks, who are under pressure. Mark Schlereth, former All-Pro and Super Bowl champion three times over, joined us yesterday. And we talked pressure. We talked about someone like Brock Purdy, who is going to be competing in his second NFC championship game. I know this time he hopes that he can actually make it through the game without tearing a ligament in his elbow. And he's Mr. Irrelevant, selected last in the draft of 2022. He's the low man on the totem pole. But realistically, he is someone who is in MVP consideration. Brock Purdy is a finalist for the MVP award. Now, let's be real. We know he's not going to win the award. But the fact that he's even in consideration, the fact that he's a step away from the Super Bowl again, says enough. You have to think that Brock Purdy is just itching to shut people up, people who still doubt him, who don't believe in him, which is almost ludicrous at this point in time. Because you don't get to where he is. The Niners don't get to where they are if he is not carrying his end of the bargain, if he is not showing up and handling what he needs to do. A wide receiver on the team, Brandon Ayuk, he says, Brock Purdy, if you didn't realize it, he makes everybody better.
I'm not really talking or focused on his critics. Like, we all sitting here because of him, obviously.
What kinds of characteristics come to mind?
Steady, dog. Just football player. Just football player. I love playing football with him. And he's the reason why I'm sitting here today feeling like I have opportunity this weekend to play my best football because a quarterback like him.
Yeah, quarterback like him. How many people have to big up Brock Purdy before he gets some credit? Like, he just has to win the Super Bowl, right? If they go to the Super Bowl and he throws four touchdowns in the Super Bowl and they lose, Brock Purdy get any credit, or are we still taking a massive dump on him? Brock Purdy feeling pressure to, quote-unquote, get the monkey off his back. He's the underdog, man. He's Rudy. He's the dude coming from nowhere to have success, and he still can't catch a break. What about the dude opposing him? He has to be feeling pressure too, right? It's Jared Goff. This is a guy who was selected number one in the draft. This is a man who never had to leave the state of California to play football. This is a man who helps take the Rams to the Super Bowl, and they thank him by saying, man, you turn the ball over too much. Get out of here. They basically trade him to the Detroit Lions, who at the time they were a complete laughingstock. The Lions turn things around with the draft picks that they got in addition from the Rams. They get guys like LaPorta and Draft Gibbs, and now here they are. And for a man who was thought to have just been wasted or be in a wasteland, he has a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. Jared Goff has to be feeling himself. He still doesn't get respect. In a lot of cases, because the Lions are so young of a team, people aren't aware. Feels like they got to do extra to earn respect. I want you to listen to this interaction between Jared Goff and a reporter. Reporter is, I guess, giving them a backhanded compliment about all of the talent that they have, but the talent isn't as good as the Niners. And Jared Goff is just like, man, we got all pros over here. Listen to this interaction.
You guys got a lot of really good players, obviously, but maybe not.
Oh, thank you. I said, thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe not viewed, though, as the superstars, like maybe the 49ers.
All right, never mind.
But I mean, guys like St. Brown giving you.
Yep. St. Brown was first team All Pro, so.
Right, right.
So was Panay. Sorry, continue. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. But do you feel like this is a chance for more?
Yeah, I know what you're getting at. Yes. I do. I think we've got a lot of ton of great players who maybe haven't had the national stage that up to this point that a lot of other guys have, and obviously they have a ton of good players as well, and a ton of Pro Bowlers and All Pro players over there, and we feel like, you know, we've got a lot of good players too, though, like you mentioned, and excited to play on another national stage and be able to showcase that.
Listen, do I believe when it's all said and done the Lions will be Super Bowl champs? No, I don't. I think they're having an amazing season. Yes, they're sure as hell still capable of winning the Super Bowl. I wouldn't put my money down on it. And I think that's what it would take for Jared Goff to quote-unquote be complete, to quote-unquote round out the story. Jared Goff would have to win a Super Bowl for people to go, wow, he got the ultimate revenge. Jared Goff had to beat his former team here to start off in the playoffs, and he had to downplay that. It's like, hey, Jared, you're going to take on the Rams, and how does it feel? Are you feeling extra motivated? And Goff is just like, no. But then after the game, come on, we knew it was a lie. You can't help but feel motivated when you've been rejected, when someone has given up on you, when they don't want you anymore. Head coach Dan Campbell has made it very clear, you're good enough for us. But Jared Goff, he has to be feeling the pressure to show everybody that the Rams made a mistake. And even if he's not all that concerned with the Rams, there's no doubt he wants to prove them and everyone wrong by winning a Super Bowl. That's pressure. And if you really want to talk about pressure, look at Baltimore. Look at Lamar Jackson, the guy who had to sit in the green room forever. The man selected at number 32 in the draft despite winning a Heisman. The dude who was looked upon at just being a running back. The man who just negotiated his own contract while people were saying he was making a massive mistake by not hiring an agent. The man who is about to win his second NFL MVP, but who is going to be competing in his first AFC championship game. And people are saying, are you going to win a Super Bowl? It's like, it doesn't matter what Lamar Jackson does. There's always going to be a new hump for him to jump over. And there really is no complete validation of him, his talents, and what he's accomplished until he hoists the Vince Lombardi Trophy. And Lamar Jackson, he's not a stupid man. He made it very clear, and he said this, I think Ric Flair said this as well. Hey, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. Listen to Lamar Jackson.
We can't overshadow what's in front of us right now. Not at all. You know, those guys are the former Super Bowl champions. And to be a champion, you got to go through a champion, you know. So that's pretty much the mindset.
To be the champion, you got to go through the champion. And let's be real. There comes a point in time at any successful athlete's career where people don't care if you're winning MVPs. When you start winning MVPs, there's an expectation that comes where people go, well, where's the championship? All right? I mean, Lamar Jackson already won an MVP, and people have gone, where's the championship? Well, due to injury, for the most part, we haven't seen Lamar Jackson in the postseason in 3 years. Okay, and now here he is on the verge of winning another MVP. And the thing is, where's the championship? He will be criticized forever until he walks away with a ring. And then if we really want to dive into pressure, is Patrick Mahomes really feeling pressure? Is he feeling pressure to pick up another Super Bowl? I don't think so. I mean, when you're the top dog, when you're the top of the heap, when there were conversations about you potentially tying Tom Brady at 6 until Tom Brady beat you and won 7, that's pressure. There's pressure there. But everybody knows and acknowledges that you're the best. Everybody acknowledges that you're going into the Hall of Fame. Everybody acknowledges that you're the man, even the guy he's opposing in Lamar Jackson. Listen to what Lamar had to say about Mahomes. He's like, yeah, he's already goated.
I don't like competing against him at all. but, yeah, I mean, he's a great quarterback. Definitely a Hall of Famer. It's not even a, it's a no-brainer. He's definitely a Hall of Famer. But it's just, I believe it's just two greats, up-and-coming greats, just going toe-to-toe, you know, like a heavyweight fight, heavyweight matchup. That's just what I see.
Yeah, I see a heavyweight matchup, too. There's more pressure on Lamar Jackson. Even if Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs don't win on Sunday, even if they don't win the Super Bowl, there's still an expectation that over the next several years, while Patrick Mahomes is still in his prime or entering into it, if that's even a thought, that he's going to win another Super Bowl. There are conversations about how many will he win. Not that this year is a wash. But Patrick Mahomes, when you think about the four quarterbacks who are still available, man, I don't want to say he's feeling it the least, but he's been there. He's done that. He's been to Super Bowls. He's won. He's been to a Super Bowl, and he's lost. He's done it. If Patrick Mahomes decided to quit in June, Patrick Mahomes would be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Patrick Mahomes would be in Canton. Brock Purdy is trying to show to everybody, I'm just not some scrub who got lucky, which is difficult for me to believe people still think that. Jared Goff is trying to show everybody that he's not just some reject from California. Lamar Jackson is trying to validate himself and let folks know, man, I ain't no running back. Cut the crap. I'm actually one of the best quarterbacks in the game, and maybe you need to catch up with what the new realities are for what the position entails. Who's feeling the most pressure? I think it's Lamar. I know we had a caller say, oh, the 49ers and the history, and Brock Purdy is probably feeling. Brock Purdy is too young to remember any of it. I think Brock Purdy, any pressure that he's feeling is the pressure to go out there and win. I don't think it's about chasing the ghost of Steve Young or Joe Montana. I think Brock Purdy is worried about himself. I think Lamar Jackson is feeling the most pressure because for whatever reason, for a group that he's had the most success behind Patrick Mahomes, he hasn't won a championship yet. And when you start winning MVPs, the expectation is that you add a Super Bowl MVP to the mix. And until that happens for Lamar Jackson, he will never hear the end of it. But he is so cool and smooth and relaxed, he might be feeling the most pressure, but I think his personality is most prepared and well-equipped to go out there and compete. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hi, JR. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Great. Good. Great show as always. On the pressure, it's back and forth with me because I know Lamar, he's gotten paid and he's all set. And he's been in the league, so he's got to prove it now. And with Purdy, he's looking for a contract extension, I think. This is big because if things go downhill, it could affect his future. So he's got a lot of pressure too. So, but I think it's time for, you know, Lamar to, you know, I know he's been hurt for a few years, so he's got probably the most pressure, you know, to prove his worth, you know. And then on the AFC, as far as
the
championship game.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's defense wins championships, right? So I got to go with Baltimore's defense. They got the best defense. And who knows what the weather's going to be like. And I got a weird feeling it's going to be a hard under. And I think it's going to be a kicking duel, believe it or not. Don't laugh. But I think Justin Tucker might be the MVP of that game because both defenses and Kansas City, I think Harbaugh's going to – they got the second-best kicker. And I got a weird feeling that thing's going under. You know?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a surprise. We know that these are two great teams. They both have great defenses. And to fill you in, John, the weather on Sunday in Baltimore is expected to be damp, rainy. It'll be in the 40s. And so we might have a mess of a game. And, yeah, it might come down to a kick, a missed kick, a fumble, a botched snap. There's a lot of possibilities when you're playing in weather like that. Thank you, John, for calling from Rochester. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who is feeling the most pressure? Is it Lamar Jackson? Is it Purdy? Is it Goff? Do you think it's Patrick Mahomes? I don't even think he's feeling the same pressure as these guys, being the most successful of the four. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. And then at the same time, I do want to acknowledge something with Kobe Bryant. Unfortunately, his passing from 4 years ago. We have so much more to do here before the show concludes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, we're talking about pressure. Who the hell is going to feel it in the AFC and NFC championship games? We got folks who have been here, done it before, maybe been here, done it before plenty of times, and someone like Patrick Mahomes. We have someone here for the first time, even though he's an MVP winner, likely to win another one, in Lamar Jackson. We have another guy who's been here before, actually went to the Super Bowl with a team that told him, good riddance, we don't want you anymore. That's Jared Goff. We have another guy who's been here before. Matter of fact, he was here last year, until he met Hassan Reddick, and Hassan Reddick decided to smack him in the arm, tearing his UCL. That happens to be Mr. Irrelevant, even though he's an MVP finalist, and Brock Purdy. So we have some big-name quarterbacks with chips on their shoulder, except for Patrick Mahomes. There's some massive expectations for him over the entirety of his career, however long it lasts. I think Lamar Jackson is feeling the most pressure out of them all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to TJ. TJ is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, TJ?
What's up, JR?
How are you, man? What's up,
man? Really? Hey, I just want to say a couple things real quick. I'm thinking, so I've been a Baltimore fan, like, pretty much my whole entire life. I think this game is actually going to come down to, it might be a tight game, or I'm feeling like we can possibly put on a show. Like, you remember when Seattle played Peyton Manning and that defense came out there and blitzed them?
Lit them up.
Won that game because they was hungry?
Yep, lit them up.
Like, I'm thinking
MetLife Stadium.
I'm thinking that can happen. I'm really thinking that can happen.
You're thinking Baltimore is going to whoop this man's ass? You thinking we're going to get a replay of Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl versus Tampa Bay?
Yeah, that too. I feel like it can be one of those games. It can either be close or it can be like that. Because they right now, they hungry. That defense, I've been watching how they've been talking all week. And they is hungry. Like, they want to get out there. They want to put a helmet on these guys.
All right, we're going to find out. I mean, you can't count out Patrick Mahomes. One thing we know about that time that he did get his behind handed to him in that Super Bowl, the Buccaneers beat him 31-9. It was behind a crap offensive line. And we do know that, unfortunately, that Joe Tooney is dealing with an injury, and so we have to see how much that affects Kansas City and the offensive line. Because, yes, if Patrick Mahomes, he is a magician out there on the football field, if he has to be running for his life, we've already seen, you know, how that's gone. So thank you so much, TJ, for calling from North Carolina. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go up to Michigan. We're the coaches. There's something in the water. The Wolverines got a new head coach in Sharon Moore. Let's talk to Jarrett. Jarrett, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
What up, JR? Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Yeah, Michigan, they did the right thing. They hired their offensive coordinator. They stayed within the system. They stayed within the culture. They gave the head coaching opportunity to someone who was their head coach for a third of the season. I know a lot of recruits were hoping he would be promoted. A lot of former players that were hoping he would be promoted. Jim Harbaugh, during the final team meeting, advocated for him to be promoted to the head coaching spot, and that's what Ward Manuel Santono and the Michigan Athletic Department did. They did the right thing and gave him that job.
Yeah, no, it makes all the sense in the world for all of the reasons that you just outlined. You know, people got to, I don't want to say make things up, but everybody wants to throw things out there just if they do happen so they can feel smart. I don't know why Michigan would have gone in any other direction than the one that they went in. It's still going to be, I believe, a tough road over the next few years to get back into title contention, as this team, I feel, is not necessarily starting from scratch. But we know when you win a national championship and people start going into the NFL draft and the coach goes to the NFL, yeah, it's a little bit of a fresh start for the Wolverines, and I think this is the best move to pretty much enhance them without a complete teardown. Or you bring in somebody else in, and you're going to have an exodus of the coordinators, from the players on scholarship, people going into the portal over the next few years. So an excellent move. I don't knock them for continuing on and keeping them in the building.
Yeah, and then just one more note on, you know, the conversation that your show is on, the pressure in the conference championship around for the NFL. I think I would personally make the case that Jared Goff is under the most pressure. You could argue it's Lamar Jackson, but the entire state of Michigan, like not even just the Lions fan base, the entire state is just desperately hoping that the cursed Lions can finally be, you know, they can finally gain their redemption. They can finally see some success and win the Super Bowl. Like the entire state is in the mentality of, this is our year.
Like, yeah, I can't blame them. I mean, when you have to think about all the futility that the teams, that the state has had to deal with. Yeah, why not? And if you're specifically in Detroit, you haven't had too much to root for, whether it be the Tigers or the Wings, or you want to look across the the Tigers play across the street. The Lions, the Pistons are certainly trash. Yeah, this is certainly something for everybody to root for. And thank you, Jared, for calling up for Michigan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio for all of the action, AFC, NFC, this Sunday. You can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions, they do apply. Marco Belletti, before you go ahead and hit us with the news flash and the update on some of these scores and such, what are your thoughts on these championship games on Sunday?
You know, it's hard to bet against the Chiefs. There's been something missing all year, but they seem to have found something the last few weeks. But that said, this Raven team is just too complete playing at home. I think Lamar Jackson's on a mission. I think they accomplish it. I think they get to the Super Bowl. It's not going to be easy, but I do like the Ravens. The other side, as much as everybody loves the Lions, and it's a great story and it's a lot of fun, it's a different animal. I think the 49ers got their scare out of the way. They played about as bad as they could possibly play and still won. That bodes well for a talented team. I think Brock Purdy was awful. Found a way to make the last drive, whether it's the rain or the nerves or whatever the hell it is. He's going to be better, and I think the 49ers, once they get some traction, the Lions, you know, take chances. I feel like that might get out of hand, and I think the 49ers walk into the Super Bowl as well.
That'd be a hell of a Super Bowl if we get a little bit of a rematch from New Orleans in, I think, 2012. Mm-hmm. Down in the Superdome, we saw the same matchup. We saw the 49ers And then we saw the Ravens. Ray Lewis was still running around. The Harbaugh brothers were going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Kaepernick was out there on the field. And so that would be an interesting kind of turnaround if we saw that. Hey, I go back and forth on the AFC side. You know, I took Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs just because of Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be a fun game. I hope it's not a blowout. I really think it's going to be close, be decided by just one play. Missed punt, missed kick, block kick, turnover, pick six. You know, something mm-hmm. that I hope is iconic, man. But it should be a good Sunday, Marco. Thank you, man.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I mean, look, Championship Sunday. Divisional round's probably the best weekend because you got the 2 days, but there's nothing better than Championship Sunday.
No, we got three more games before we crown an NFL champion, and two of them are going to come this Sunday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We got coaches getting hired. We got NBA players dropping ridiculous amounts of points.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold flu and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Damn it, what another wild day in the NBA. Yeah, we've been talking about football because, man, let's be real. Once we get through Championship Sunday, once we get through the Super Bowl, you know, the next real attention on the NFL will come down to the draft. Here in Atlanta, a couple of blocks away from me at State Farm Arena, you just heard this from Marco Belletti. Luka Doncic lost his mind tonight. Luka Doncic with 73 points tonight. This team, the Dallas Mavericks, came into State Farm Arena. They played an Atlanta Hawks team that has no idea what defense is. They beat them 148-143. Listen to this. Luka Doncic, 73 points. He was 25 of 33 from the field. He did not miss. He was 8 of 13 from downtown. That's to go along with 10 rebounds and 7 assists. Obviously, just ridiculous video game numbers by Luka Doncic. A matter of fact, let's listen. So I believe this is NBA TV. This is Luka Doncic with point number 73.
Trying to split the double team, and he does. Coming down the lane and to the rim. Scores with a foul and a three-point play chance for Doncic, looking for 73.
Yeah, that was Mavs Radio, the Mavs Radio Network. You can hear the enthusiasm as Luka Doncic completely lost his mind. 73 points. For an NBA player, that's the fourth highest point total that we've ever seen in NBA history. We know about Wilt Chamberlain's 100 points in 1962. Kobe Bryant, 2006 against the Raptors, he had 81. Wilt Chamberlain in 1961, he had 78 points. And tonight, Luka Doncic, he ties David Thompson and Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain had three games where he had 73 points. Luka ties for the fourth highest point total tonight in NBA history as the Dallas Mavericks beat the Hawks here in Atlanta 148-143. Meanwhile, his rival, Luka Doncic and Devin Booker, they hate each other. Devin Booker was playing out in Indiana. The Suns, they lose to the Pacers 133-131. Devin Booker had 29 points in the first quarter. He got hot again late in the game. Devin Booker finished with 62 points in a loss. Kevin Durant had 20 points. Bradley Beal had 12. Pascal Siakam, I guess he's finally starting to fit in here with the Indiana Pacers. Pascal Siakam finished the night with 31 points. And so we're certainly seeing so much of an offensive explosion here in the NBA. And it's kind of crazy, kind of nuts. I don't want to say, you know, something is in the air and what have you. But today, if you're not aware, it's been 4 years since Kobe Bryant passed, along with his daughter Gigi, along with some of their teammates, in that terrible, terrible, terrible helicopter accident. And so we know that time flies. To think that it was 4 years ago already is difficult to believe. I remember that Sunday, a morning around lunchtime here in Atlanta, I got the call, and it's like, hey, you know, we got the news, and I need you to come into the studio and kind of talk us through this on air here in Atlanta on V103. And I had to do the same thing on NBA TV. And it's terrible. But this is the worst part of the job. When someone passes away and it is your job to, yes, talk about sports, but then to deliver that news and share it in a measured way with the world. And so I know that Kobe Bryant is very much so admired by the two players who lost their minds tonight. You know, Luka Doncic looked up to Kobe. Same thing with Devin Booker. We know over time there have been a lot of similarities kind of shared about Devin Booker's game and being the closest thing that we have, you know, to a Kobe Bryant. And so I don't want to say that it's ironic, but it is a point to note that on 4 years to the day that Kobe Bryant passed away, that two players who he enjoyed watching, that they put up these ridiculous numbers and have these ridiculous games. And so, yes, there's so much about what the NBA players do and what they don't do. And, you know, I don't think we hear as much about the Mamba mentality. You know, we certainly hear the stories about how hard Kobe Bryant worked, his work ethic, how he approached the game. We know he didn't appreciate how Shaq always, you know, took to the game and the preparation. And then even when Kobe's career ended, I appreciate the attention that he went out and gave to the women's game. You know, taking his daughter to WNBA games, taking her to NBA games. And so Kobe Bryant's impact on basketball still exists. I would say he is one of the most, quote unquote, inspirational individuals that you can still find on the internet. So many quotes and speeches during his career and after his career about finding success at any walk of life. And I think the one area that we'll miss isn't what he would have done in business or what Kobe Bryant would have done in the world of arts as he was starting to produce films and win awards. I think, like most of us, it's legacy. It's like what you do for your family. And the fact that Kobe Bryant, one of the most successful basketball players of all time, was willing to dedicate himself to elevating women in the women's game, that is something that I really admire. I do know his daughter, one of her goals was to make it to the WNBA. It is still heartbreaking, even these years later, to think about that as a dream that will not be fulfilled because she is no longer here with us. But I do remember this. Kobe Bryant did attend one of the All-Star games back on ABC, and they interviewed him sitting next to his daughter while the game was going on. And he had a simple answer. He was asked, like, hey, Kobe, why do you support the women's game so much? And Kobe gave a simple answer. Listen to this.
Well, it's important for them to see great basketball. And also just for the women's game in general, it's important to raise awareness about it, to have more women out there playing the game. And it's the future.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And that predates, you know, what we're starting to see now in the women's game, whether it happens to be a Caitlin Clark or an Angel Reese. When they get into the WNBA, the WNBA's profile, I expect to skyrocket even more than where it's been. It's nuts to think about the WNBA at this point is more than 25 years old, going on almost 30 years old, and it's going through its ups and its downs. And I think they finally might be hitting their stride with some of the incoming talent that we currently see in college. And so rest in peace to Kobe Bryant and much love to his family as his wife continues to keep his legacy going. His family, his daughters still are here. Remember him and keep his legacy going. Just still wild that Devin Booker goes off for 62 tonight. And then you also see Luka Doncic, 73 points in a victory, you know, over the Hawks. And so we have had a ridiculously busy week here on CBS Sports Radio. We have seen coaches get fired. We have seen coaches get hired. Even most recently, as a couple of hours ago, Sharon Moore is now the new head coach of Michigan. We saw Harbaugh, you know, end up with the Chargers. Belichick doesn't have a job. And then this is news that just came down the pipe as well. Not the most, athletic of athletic news, but Vince McMahon of the WWE has resigned his position as a member of their board with TKO and the WWE. Vince McMahon says, you know, the allegations of sexual assault, what have you, they're false. He says he will fight them out of respect for the WWE universe, TKO. Its board members, I have decided to resign my executive chairmanship and the TKO board of directors effective immediately. Vince McMahon got a few billion dollars in his back pocket. I think he will certainly, you know, be okay regardless of how things shake out. What a wild week. I want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in and locking in for the entirety of it. Folks, if you had no idea, yes, I'm here in Georgia. I'll be making my way up to New York City for another Saturday tomorrow afternoon on The Fan. And so if you don't get enough of me throughout the course of the week, you can always tune in Saturday afternoons in New York City. You can always tune in on the free Audacy app. That is Audacy. Ryan, thank you so much for holding things down tonight. It was a pleasure. Excellent job. Thank you so much.
No problem. It's just I'm here.
Nah, you're more than here. Doing good stuff. Any plans for the weekend besides watching the games?
I will be here tomorrow. Working with Jody Mack.
Just getting all of the money, Ryan. Just getting all the money.
It's the goal. Nothing,
say again?
It's the goal for now.
Yeah, it ain't nothing wrong with that. So thank you so much for an excellent job. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Beat Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's about to be a wrap. I am here every single weekday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a minute of the show, you want to hear the predictions, you want to hear the interviews, thank you again to Sam McDowell. Thank you to Tim Twentyman. Thank you to everybody who participated in the show. I hope you're well. Hope you're safe. Hope you have an amazing weekend. When we are back on Monday, we're going to know who won the AFC and the NFC, and we're going to talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio. The JR Sport Brief Show is a wrap. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much, Ryan.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.